Seattle Democrat Jim McDermott's represented this city in Congress for more than two decades, but now he's being challenged by a fellow Democrat. Brady Walkinshaw has put his hat in the ring. He represents the 43rd district in the Washington State House. That's most of central Seattle that he's representing. He's 31 years old, and he's been a state representative since 2013. So Jim McDermott's making experience an issue. In a recent interview, he told the Seattle Times, "You wouldn't give a Maserati to a 15-year-old." So I asked Brady Walkinshaw about that.
I respect the congressman incredibly for his service, and I look forward to discussing the issues on this campaign, full stop.
Do you have enough experience?
Look, I've spent the last decade of my life working on food policy in developing countries. I've spent the last decade of my life working on interfaith dialogue with religious leaders on trying to find common ground on climate change. I've spent the last decade of my life working as an AmeriCorps volunteer, serving as a Fulbright scholar and working in urban slums on research in Honduras. I have been privileged to have the chance to serve the 43rd District over the last couple of years in the state legislature. I think that I bring a lot of values to this race about the importance of working families, about the importance of how we can make sure that those individuals who are being left out of economic growth truly benefit in our region as we grow. And I believe that this will be an important process to talk about what the priorities are and the challenges of our region.
And you've also told reporters that you think you can appeal to the region's changing demographics in ways that perhaps Jim McDermott can't. What do you mean by that?
I grew up in a Quaker. My parents were Quaker, and I grew up remembering going when I was young, I remember going to protest against the first Gulf War in Bellingham. I grew up in rural Whatcom County. So I grew up in a small farming town. My mother immigrated to this country from Cuba in the 1960s. My dad was an agricultural educator. His family grew up here in Seattle. And they instilled in me from day one a incredible sense of social justice, but also an incredible sense that people have the opportunity to develop their full potential no matter where they come from. And where I grew up, which was a community where you'd seen the timber industry, the agricultural industry go down in a lot of ways, and I grew up in a community that was grappling with that economic change in rural areas. And it was also a community that was very conservative. It was a community where growing up gay and not being out, it was a community where having dark skin, those were all things that were issues in the community where I grew up. And I think that what that's taught me is that we can work across the aisle with people and find common ground because the issues and the pressing needs of different parts of this country and the state are very different. But I do think that that experience really has informed how I've approached legislation. I mean, if you look at what I've done in Olympia over the last couple of years, I've focused on areas where I felt that progress is possible in divided government. And what I've discovered is working with people on both sides of the aisle, if you find these issues where you can forge common ground, I think we can make progress. And by doing that, I believe that we can also get to the bigger issues.
So how would you be more effective than Congressman Jim McDermott in getting things done?
My approach to legislation has really been to start with listening. And my experience in the bills that I've moved through the legislature over the last couple of years, what's been fascinating to me and what I've found really empowering about the political process is that each one of these pieces of legislation started with a story from a constituent. And if you look at Joel's Law, which we passed last year, that was in response to a young man who was shot by the Seattle Police Department in 2013, just a couple blocks from my house on Capitol Hill. And I remember that day. I was actually on the eight bus route going from my home down to the Gates Foundation where I was working at the time. And I remember seeing what you never want to see, which is all this yellow police tape right around Summit and Olive on Capitol Hill. And what struck me was that 2 years later, that story in my life, I wasn't in the legislature at the time, that story in my life through the political process, we were able to capitalize on what I thought was just another tragedy as I was going to work one morning, and we were able to change the law. And that came from a story of a family that was dedicated and committed to fighting for their son's legacy, but it also came from a political process where narrative and stories are incredibly powerful.
Brady Walkinshaw, he's taking on Seattle Democrat and Congressman Jim McDermott in 2016.